You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Aubrey Johnson. The album's called The Lively Air, and we'll check into the track for Luna. Then Bria Skonberg. The album is called Brass. We'll check into El Chaclo. Let's dig in.
Yeah. Thank you for your choice of tuning in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. Again, we invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Sam Butler from his album Folklore. We're going to check into Suspension, followed by Christian McBride's new John. From the album Prime, we are going to check into the title track, Prime. Thank you.
Marcus Roston, a naturalist and birder in Buffalo, New York, where I love watching American herring gulls. One of my favorite places to find them is Freedom Park, a migration crossroads for birds and people. This was once a final stop on the Underground Railroad, where freedom seekers crossed the Niagara River to safety. Gulls take refuge at the park year-round. Herring gulls may seem unremarkable, especially in winter when young birds all look the same in mottled shades of brown and black. But I feel my brown skin crawl when people call them rats with wings. It makes me think about who gets labeled a nuisance and who gets praised, whose features are admired and whose are disparaged. When we dismiss these birds as rats with wings, we miss something important. Though American herring gulls may seem common now, their populations are actually in steep decline. Watching the gulls at Freedom Park, I see a lesson in resilience and a reminder that there's beauty in shades of brown and black. This is Black Birders Week.